नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड मत्स्य लॉर्ड्स फिश इनकार्नेशन नंबर 24 टेक्स्ट नंबर 53 त्वं त्वं त्वामहं देववरं वरेण्यं प्रपद ईशां प्रतिबोधनाय छिन्द्यर्थदीपैर्भगवन् वचोभिर् ग्रन्थिन् हृदयान् विवृण् स्वं ओख By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. O Supreme Lord, for self-realization, I surrender unto you, who are worshipped by the demigods as the supreme controller of everything. By your instructions exposing life's purpose, kindly cut the knot from the core of my heart and let me know the destination of my life. Purport. Sometimes it is argued that people do not know who is a spiritual master and that finding a spiritual master from whom to get enlightenment in regard to the destination of life is very difficult. To answer all these questions, King Satyavrata shows us the way to accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the real spiritual master. The Supreme Lord has given full directions in the Bhagavad Gita about how to deal with everything in this material world and how to return to home, back to Godhead. Therefore, one should not be misled by the so-called gurus who are rascals and fools. Rather, one should directly see the Supreme Personality of Godhead as a guru or instructor. It is difficult, however, to understand Bhagavad Gita without the help of the guru. Therefore, the guru appears in the Parampara system. In Bhagavad Gita 4.34, the Supreme Personality of Godhead recommends Tad Viddhi Pranipatena Pariprasnena Sevaya Upadyakshandite Jnanam Jnaninas Tattvadarshinaha. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master, inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. Lord Krishna directly instructed Arjun. Arjun is therefore Tattvadarshi or Guru. Arjun accepted the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Param Brahma Param Dhamam Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. Similarly, following the footsteps of Sri Arjun, who is a personal devotee of the Lord, one should accept the supremacy of Lord Krishna as supported by Vyas, Devala, Asit, Narada, and later by the Acharyas, Ramanacharya, Madhvacharya, Nimbarka, and Vishnu Swami, and still later by the greatest Acharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Where then is the difficulty to finding a guru? If one is sincere, he can find the guru and learn everything. One should take lessons from the guru and find out the goal of life. Maharaj Satyavrat therefore shows us the way of the Mahajan. Personality Mahajano Yena Gata Sapantha. One should surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Shavatara, and learn from him about the spiritual world and the goal of life. Tvam tvam aham deva varam varenyam prapadya isham pratibodhanaya chindi artha deepair bhagavan vacho bir granthin hridayan vivirnu svam okha. Translation. O Supreme Lord, for self-realization I surrender unto you, who are worshipped by the demigods as a supreme controller of everything. By your instructions exposing life's purpose, kindly cut the knot from the core of my heart and let me know the destination of my life. It's a tall order to speak on the Srimad Bhagavatam, and it is the infinitely farther distance to be talking something about Sri Balaramji. And I personally feel I should just dig up a hole and enter beneath the Vyasasana. To be better for to do that, but because Balaramji represents the servitor, Supreme Personality of Godhead, and having been asked to serve in this capacity, we wish to solicit blessings of Reverse Srila Prabhupada disciple, Ganakmay Prabhu, and all senior Vaishnavas and all the assembled devotees here. So Srimad Bhagavatam, in the 8th canto, where the glories of Vaman Dev along with his devotee Bali Maharaj have concluded, the next in the series of Dashavatar is Matsyavatar, after Vamanavatar, which has been discussed in this narration by Srila Shukdev Goswami. And here, Satyavrata Muni is offering prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he is in the mood of surrendering himself in order to be delivered from the nescience or the ignorance in his own heart, and to understand the instructions offered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his various incarnations, at the same time through the agency of the spiritual master represented in Sri Baladev. So, coincidentally, this purport speaks about the spiritual master and speaks about the necessity of understanding and hearing instructions from the spiritual master, from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and to take lessons and find out the goal of life. And therefore, on the appearance of Sri Balaram ji on this day, it becomes all the more imperative for all of us to understand the purpose of the appearance of Lord Balaram, the pastimes of the Lord, the Balaram Tattva, and the lessons to be learnt in this regard. Today we'll try to take a brief overview of Balaramji's various leelas, very briefly, and the lessons from thereof to understand, to apply in our life, because in the evening will be an elaborate explanation and deep understanding given by His Grace Shyamanand Prabhu in the evening. So I'll just do what I can do in my capacity. So please tolerate as we go through this beautiful leelas of Balaram ji. And for my own purification, I'd like to present this in a way that is understandable, in the sense that we can see various aspects of Lord Balaram ji in every pastime of his. So we'll be discussing first about the identity of Lord Balaram, the feature of Lord Balaram. Secondly, we'll discuss activity of Lord Balaram. Thirdly, we'll discuss the priority of Lord Balaram ji. Fourthly, we'll talk about the clarity of Lord Balaram ji's pastimes. What did he want to clarify with all of us? And fifth is functionality. Apart from just taking lessons, the functionality of the spiritual master being the representative of Balaram ji, how the spiritual master's role in a disciple's life is nothing but the representation of Balaram ji's mercy. So therefore, we'll be seeing specifically the role of spiritual master in relationship to a disciple as exhibited by Sri Balaram ji in that particular pastime. So Balaram ji is the first expansion of Sri Krishna in the spiritual world, and the compiler or the writer of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Śrīla Kṛṣṇadās Kaviraj Goswami says, Sarvavatāre Krishna Swayam Bhagavān Tahara Dvitiya Deha Shri Balaram. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is the fountainhead of all incarnations. Lord Balaram is his second body. Ekai Swarupadohe Bhinna Matrakai Adhyakai Vyuhad Krishna Lilarasahai. These two are the one and the same identity. They differ only in form. Lord Balaram is the first bodily expansion of Krishna and he assists in Lord's transcendental pastimes. So basically, Balaramji, Srila Prabhupada mentioned, is the Swamsha expansion of the Lord, and therefore there is no difference between Krishna and Balaram. The difference is in color and the difference is in the weapons that they carry. Krishna holds the flute predominantly and Balaramji holds the disc. Oh, sorry, Balaramji holds the club and the plow. Shri Balaram Gosai Mula Sankarshan Pancha Rupadhari Karena Krishna Rasevan. The identity of Lord Balaram is that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, only with the exception of color and his functions. He acts in the capacity of Krishna Lilara Sahai. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead assisting the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his pastimes. The master and the servant, the perfect master and the perfect servant. And therefore, Shri Balaramji is nothing but Krishna Lilara Sahai. His activity is simply to assist in the pastimes of Shri Krishna. So identity is that he is the Supreme Lord himself, expansion of the Lord. The activity is that he is Krishna Lilara Sahai. And for that purpose, he expands in five forms. Pancha Rupadhari Karena Krishna Rasevan. When there is an identity, then the activity follows. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada always insisted in all his presentation and all his teachings that we go back to the same understanding, the basic understanding. Jivira Swarupa Hoy Krishna Ranitya Das. To understand the identity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and to understand the identity of the Jiva in relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the activity is then determined as a consequence of identity. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada wanted all of his disciples to be firmly rooted in the identity. And Sri Balaramji never forgets his identity even if he has assumed various forms. Pancha Rupadhari Karena Krishna Rasevan. Five bodies. What are the five bodies? Mahasankarshan, Karnabhishai, Garbhodakshai, and Shirodakshai, and Shesha. These are the expansions of Balaram for the purpose of assisting the Lord in service. To see the aspect of service of Sri Balaramji, one can reminisce the beautiful pastimes of Lord Ramchandra. And when Lakshman, being the younger brother of Lord Ramchandra, when Lord Ram was banished in the forest, Lakshman simply offered to assist and travel with Sri Ramchandra. In fact, Lakshman was always alert in serving Lord Ram and Mother Sita. After the Ramayana is practically over, the killing of Ravana, Sita Devi is, Lakshman is still accompanying Lord Ram because he's been, that is his nature, to assist, to be in company. Wife and brother-in-law, Devar and the wife and the son and the brother-in-law. We find brother-in-law in most of the movies keeps hanging around the husband and the wife. So the wife becomes a little frustrated. That same rasa actually is being reflected from the pure pristine relationship, divine relationship within the consort and the Lord. And Sita Devi is worried because not that she wants to enjoy with Lord Ram. The purpose of this material existence is that here everyone wants to enjoy by oneself, enjoy personally, and one sees others as an impediment for one's enjoyment. In the spiritual world, it is other way around. One lives for service and giving pleasure to the beloved, the supreme object of love, and sees obstacle as the one which impedes one's service to the Supreme Lord. And Sita Devi wanted to serve Lord Ram, but Lakshman was taking all the service. So she was a little disturbed, and she petitioned Lord Ram that, you know, can Lakshman leave us alone for some time? And you know, Lord Ram, especially when Lakshman, having accompanied Lord Ram all the way to the forest, protecting and fighting alongside with him, could not say to his preacher assistant that, you know, now you can go for some time, because his function is to serve and assist. So Lord Ram was in dichotomy, and it's this dichotomy is the central theme of Ramayana. And then all of them three go to Vasishtha Muni, their guru. So when no problems are solved by the disciples, and the problem is extremely complex, there is no other recourse but to approach the spiritual master. However it may be, like Ranasai Maharaj says, that sometimes couples come to him and then, you know, resolve some conflicts. So that's not the function of the guru. But then when no other solution is possible, it's only the guru who can actually give the real insight. And then Vasishtha Muni is also now confused, in the sense that, you know, this is a real very touchy conflict. It has to be resolved in the view of the identities of each of this. He's dealing with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the consorts, and the expansion of the Supreme Lord. He's not dealing with a disciple in one sense. They're accepted in the role of disciples, but they have to resolve the conflict in such a way that the identity of the Lord is also maintained. At the same time, his relationship or his function of a guru also is served. So Vasishtha Muni says that Sita Devi should serve Lord Ram when Lord Ram is in the palace and in the chambers. And when Lord Ram is visiting outside the palace, then Lakshman should be serving Lord Ram. And that's how Lakshman could not give up the idea of not being engaged in service of Lord Ram even for a moment. In fact, not just being engaged in service, but being engaged in all services all the time is the intense service attitude of Lakshmanji. And only he can do that. In one sense, a multitasker servant, manager. And Lord Lakshman is like the manager, or Balramji is a manager in various pastimes of the Lord. In all pastimes he is seen. He is all pervading. Constantly being engaged. So, Lakshmanji is not just happy to serve Lord Ram, but happy to do the most difficult and awkward services also. Sometimes it is very easy to serve the deities and dress them and decorate them, because they won't give any response immediately or give any feedbacks. But then when you serve the devotees of the Lord, then you get so much purification. And Srila Prabhupada was once in Kolkata, and he was out on a drive, and he saw that there was a life member's house. Prabhupada said, drive to this life member's house and stop there and tell them that, you know, I've come here. In fact, Prabhupada wanted to stop there for some time and stay there. The servant went inside and told the master, or told the servant of the master inside the house, told him that, tell your master that Bhaktivedanta Swami is here. So the servant came after some time and said that the master has requested that he is worshipping the deity of the Lord, the deity form, and he will be there in some time to receive him. And Srila Prabhupada said, just see, the Lord is more pleased when one serves the devotees than one serves the Supreme Lord, rather than serving the Supreme Lord. Prabhupada said, this is the understanding. One has to please the Lord's devotees. Even if there is a choice between serving the Lord and the Lord's devotees, it should be serving the Vaishnavas should be the priority. And therefore, this is exemplified by Srila Prabhupada many a times in his own life. He simply was in Vrindavan in the highest, deepest ecstasies. But his only concern was to execute the mission of his spiritual master, not just waiting to serve Krishna in Vrindavan directly. Therefore, the identity of Lord Balaram is that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead expansion, and secondly, his activity is service. But what is his priority? His priority is to manifest moods, manifest attitudes in a way that is pleasing to the Lord, that pleases Krishna and his devotees. And therefore, the priority of Lord Balaram is that he will always prefer to be serving and pleasing in a way that the Lord expects. And that's the very special feature of Balaramji, that is his priority. And his priority is not so visible by his activities. And therefore, to understand the activity and understand the priority within the activity, one has to have the clarity. And therefore, Lord Balaramji manifests his pastimes in a way that is understandable to the conditioned souls. And therefore, in clarity, he teaches lessons by his own actions. And therefore, one of the disciples of Burijan Prabhu came to him, and she said to him that, you know, I have so many problems in Vrindavan. And Burijan Prabhu said, you go to, and she was having so much mental trauma, mental stress. He told her to go to Balaramji and pray. Pray, and not to pray, but to have a counseling session with Balaramji, a psychiatric session. As if Balaramji was a psychiatrist and the devotee was the patient. And she would talk along at length with Balaramji. This is my problem, this. And all the problems were solved just by talking to Balaramji. Prabhupada told this to his disciples that you please come in Krishna Balaram Mandir and pray to Balaramji. I have this problem, I have this difficulty, please help me. That's all. Balaramji has to be just told the problem, and the problem is solved. And there are no systems involved in approaching, and there are no complexities involved approaching Balaramji. And therefore, Prabhupada established the Krishna Balaram temple with the mood of the serving the spiritual master's instructions. And Prabhupada therefore requested his disciples to come to Shri Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan and to simply engage there in executing the order of the spiritual master. In fact, Srila Prabhupada, when he established the Krishna Balaram temple, his whole idea is explained in one of the purports of Srila Prabhupada, and he says that in this verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, where Prabhupada says that Yavan Nirkaya Ratham Atma Vashopakalpam Datte Garisht Charana Charanya Nishatam Gyanasim Gyananasim Achyuta Balo Dadad Ashta Shatru Swananda Tushta Upashanta Idam Vijayat. And Achyut Bala, Prabhupada says, This Achyut Balaha, Balaram, means one who gives the spiritual strength. And how to access this spiritual strength? Prabhupada says that the spiritual master is certainly very merciful to his disciples, and consequently, by satisfying a devotee, gets the strength from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore, Prabhupada says that this Jnananisim Achyut Balaha, the Jnananisim, the word, the sword of knowledge, is given by Krishna. And when one serves the Guru and Krishna in order to hold the sword of Krishna's instructions, Balramji gives strength. Balram gives one the strength. And therefore, when one executes the order of the spiritual master, then one gets the strength to hold the sword of knowledge, to cut the knot of attachment within one's heart. Therefore, Balramji's functionality is that of the manifestation of the spiritual master, which helps one to approach Balramji in the proper mood. And therefore, we will just go through various pastimes. In fact, Balramji appeared in this world 15 days before Krishnastami, that is the appearance of Lord Krishna. And in fact, the Bhagavad Gita mentions the shloka that Vrishni Nam Vasudevosmi. And Prabhupada writes that Krishna and Balram, or Krishna, is the original personality of Godhead, but Baldev is the Krishna's immediate expansion. Both Krishna and Baldev appeared as sons of Vasudev, and both of them may be called Vasudev. From another point of view, because Krishna never leaves Vrindavan, all the forms of Krishna that appear elsewhere are his expansions. And therefore, Balramji appeared in Mathura, and therefore his expansion of the Supreme Lord as Vasudev, and is to be understood that Vasudev is referred to this verse in Bhagavad Gita is Baladev or Balram. And Krishna identifies himself as Vasudevosmi, Vrishni Nam Vasudevosmi. And therefore, his identity of Lord Balram is that is Vasudev, the immediate expansion of Krishna. And the activity he does is, what does Balram do? In fact, Lord Balram is ordered by the potency of Yogmaya. Balramji is transferred to the womb of Rohini in Gokul. Rohini is the wife of Vasudev and staying in Mathura and staying in Gokul. And therefore, Nanda Maharaj and Vasudev are belonging to the same dynasty, the same ancestral heritage, but one is of a Kshatriya, born of a Kshatriya wife, other is one of a Vaishya wife. And therefore, Balramji is transferred in the womb of Rohini, and immediately this establishes the connection between the two families, the attraction between Nanda Maharaj and Vasudev. And that Balramji is therefore called as Sankarshan, one who attracts and binds two families. Right from the inception of Balramji's appearance, he has appeared to unite all the conditioned souls in the service of the Lord. Many of the disciples of Srila Prabhupada said that, you know, we were like, Prabhupada had this wonderful this vehicle of ISKCON, and in the West, we were just helping Srila Prabhupada to push this Krishna consciousness movement. And Prabhupada accepted these people from all classes, all various peoples of various sorts, and unified them in engaging in the service of the Lord. And that was Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's prediction also. And therefore, cooperation is the pastime of Lord Balramji. In fact, this will be explained in the Dwarka Leela. But as per the crab, the activity is that he unites the two families, and therefore it's called Sankarshan. Priority is that he has appeared before Krishna to assist in all his pastimes. The clarity of the appearance of Lord Balram is that Devaki was in constant fear of Kamsa, and that Kamsat cat had already killed 6 children of Devaki. And therefore, Kamsa, Prabhupada mentions in the Bhagavatam, represents the fear of material existence. And Devaki represents devotional service or the devotee. And unless the devotee is fearful of the illusory energy, then without that healthy fear, it is not possible to access the mercy of Balaramji. Not possible even to access the mercy of the spiritual master. And therefore, it is said that before one actually engages in the various services of the Lord, it becomes very clear that one has to be in a very healthy fear of Maya. Years pass by in devotional service and everything becomes very easy in times of expertise, in times of getting to know various things, various techniques. In course of achieving expertise over these techniques and skills, one loses the essence of that expertise. And therefore, sometimes with our expertise and our skills, because always the tendency is there. This someone was narrating this, Goenpo was mentioning that sometimes in this plane, air crash, when people die, people blame God. But then this plane which was flying to USA, the plane was dipping in altitude and the co-pilot warned this pilot saying that you're going down, see, it's you're going out of control, the plane is going dipping very low. The pilot said don't worry, I'm expert, I know what I'm doing. And within some few minutes the plane landed in the ocean, and then so many people died. And then when the news comes, it seems as if that it was a disaster. It was an accident, it was mishap, it was destiny, it was caused by the destiny, providence, and therefore the Lord is to blame because only He knew. But before He knew, He warned this co-pilot, tell this pilot that he is going to enter the mishap. And because he could not appreciate that warning beforehand, it became destiny. And therefore, it is not that the clarity of this pastime of Balaramji's appearance is that he wants to make sure by his appearance that 6 children are killed. Make sure that the 6 children are killed, effort is made, and Devaki is in fear of Maya, the illusory energy, then Balaramji can be accessed, his mercy can be accessed. And therefore the functionality is that the spiritual master is the representative of Balaramji who constantly warns his disciples to be in constant fear of Maya. Prabhupada said that also, the problem with my disciples is that they are not enough fearful of Maya. After some time, we won't criticize if we have healthy fear of Maya. We will follow all the 4 regular principles strictly if we are in healthy fear of Maya. And we will chant our rounds attentively if we are in healthy fear of Maya. But because we remain in devotional service, we feel everything is fine. And the fear is not there. It's just a notion. And therefore, in tilling a land, in fact, it is said that the plow is used to till the land. The farmer personally tills the land to make the soil ready in the summertime. It's very hot, very scorching, very difficult and painful activity. And nothing is there. It seems nothing is happening by just tilling the land. You are just pulling the plow, there is no productivity. And then the farmer, when he's happy that the soil is now aerated, the soil has now become softer, the soil has now become ready to sow the seeds and the water which is there, he just hires some laborers and calls them in to do the cultivation. But the plowing is done by the farmer himself, because that's the most crucial activity, without which the further activities have no meaning. And therefore, Balramji will show in his pastimes that to kill the demons, to kill the six anarthas in our heart, he personally kills these demons to make sure the heart is plowed nicely, so that the seeds of love of Krishna can fructify by the executing the process of sadhana bhakti. And therefore, Balramji killing the demons of Dhenukasur and Pallambasur, which are the most difficult demons, in fact, which requires the endeavor of the devotee himself, but with the mercy of Guru and following the instructions of Guru, one can overcome it. So Balramji has killed some very specific demons to show his purpose of his appearance, that he has come to kill this anarthas personally. And Srila Prabhupada is the representative of Balramji, who personally descended. Srila Prabhupada told, while being massaged by Bhavanand Prabhu, and Prabhupada told him very intimately, "Actually, I didn't want to come here. But Krishna told me, you go. You go to this material world and write books, I will come and help you." And that's how Prabhupada actually came for all of us personally. Prabhupada said, "I have only one regret. I cannot train all my disciples personally." From the life of Srila Prabhupada, we could see he was personally in the morning walks, right from the morning. He was with few disciples, training them personally. He was not just going for a morning walk for his health. He was going to the morning walk to train his disciples, and he would debate, argue, have challenges. Come on. He would say, "Bhakti Sarup Damodar Maharaj, come on, you become the scientist." And Prabhupada would actually fight and debate with as if Sarup Damodar Maharaj was a scientist, just to show and train his disciples how to present Krishna consciousness and how to become convinced. Srila Prabhupada personally wrote so many letters. We have so many letters of Prabhupada written personally to his disciples and guiding each of their problems. And sometimes Prabhupada would say that when some problems would come, he said, "I'm just not meant to sort all these domestic issues of devotees." He would write all these things out of intense love. But therefore, the clarity is that, and the most important part is that the spiritual master does this with all expertise. The second weapon that Balramji holds is club. And the club is what is our understanding of club. What club is? Club means, you know, we find some as if like some kind of club which all these pictures portray. The real meaning or the real expression of to express that club is musal. Musal is the real, the traditional word, and it's just a tapering rod with a dense weight or dense substance towards the end of it, at the periphery of it. The whole purpose of musal is to dig a hole in the ground and to put the seeds, to put the rice with the husk, and then hit the rice with the husk with this musal. What happens as a result of doing this practice? The seeds and the husk, they are separated from the rice, and the rice is now free from the husk. Balramji takes the musal and the plow very, very, Krishna just enchants, but Balramji does the hard work of tilling the heart, removing the anarthas, separating the husk, separating the anarthas from the pure consciousness. And therefore, the husk, sometimes if we just take the husk and try to eat that seed, the rice with the husk is so sharp and so thorny that it scratches all your tongue, all your throat as it goes down. What if that husk is not removed? It becomes a painful suffering for the conditioned and living entities. Just to alleviate the suffering of the conditioned souls, Balaramji appears with all of these various weapons as an indication of how to separate the anarthas from the pure consciousness. And therefore, Balaramji continues to do this in various ways as a passive, sometimes as a passive spectator or as an observer. When Krishna and Balaram, when having gone to the forest, actually Balaramji did not accompany Krishna that day. When Krishna was going on the banks of Yamuna and Kalia was there. The Kalia was ready to, Kalia was spewing venomous poison. As the coward boys drank the water, they immediately fell unconscious and died. Krishna, having revived this coward boys, entered into the Kalia, into the Kalia Rida, the lake where Kalia was residing. And as Krishna entered the lake, Balaramji was there to see. Balaramji serves the Lord in various rasas. Shantarasa, he is the bed, he is the shoes, he is the jewelry, he is the ornaments, he is practically the dress. He just does not want to leave Krishna anyway, anywhere. Dasiras, always eager to serve Krishna by tending the cows, going to the pasturing grounds, and then sometimes massaging the feet of Krishna. In Vasilaras, at this time, Balaramji should have become in Vasilaras to express his concern. But having seen Krishna in the coils of Kalia, Balaramji is not at all worried. He is smiling. Prahasan, again the smiling of Balaramji. And this smiling is to indicate that Krishna is, Balaramji is assisting. Now just see, Krishna, sometimes we have that problem. We do some one service, but there is something else that is happening in the background which is not being taken care of properly. And the person who is doing the service in the foreground is, if he has a problem of, you know, wondering that who is going to do the service in the background, which will affect the foreground in later, then he is always in anxiety. Like, just like if there is a program, and there is a program, there is prasadam. Now we have everything. If the person was giving class, as Gauranga Prabhu cooks in the kitchen, and suppose, like, you know, he is giving the evening class and the cooking is still underway and some sweet is to prepared, and it is not yet prepared, but he has come to the class and he is worrying in the class. Will the sweet be ready on time? Serving has to start quickly. And then he will be speaking the katha, but then a parallel thought is always crisscrossing, and he would just maybe pass some chit from here to the sound system. Just check and let us know whether the prasad is ready or not. Therefore, he does not do like that, because in expert manager, he makes sure that everything is done on time and to serve the devotees very nicely. But in case something happened in that way, then there is a constant anxiety for the person who is actually doing a particular service. So Krishna, having gone to Kalia Lake, and you thought, oh, what will the Vrajvasi do? Will they enter the lake, Kalia Lake, and give up their lives? I revived them from their lives back, and they will see me in this coils of Kalia and they will give up their life. Then what is the, how will I kill this Kalia demon? I have to do it. Yet, I have to protect the residents of Vrindavan. So Balaramji is there. He knows Balaramji is there. Though Balaramji has not accompanied Krishna that day, but Balaramji knows that he has to come there. He knows when to come, where to come, and what to do. Sometimes some devotees, they're not sure. They might just keep asking in the middle of their thing, is this the way? Is this the way? So sometimes the person thinks, let me do myself. He's asking too many questions. So better I do it myself. But Balaramji is a very, he's a perfect assistant. He knows how to assist. Sometimes assistants, like Prabhupada would like have so many assistants, and they would create so much of difficulty, and Prabhupada would chastise them. You Malecha, you have not learnt how to serve properly, and he was some unclean habit, and there was some, he touched something, and that was Prabhupada ate something from the plate, and he touched the plate, and then he was touching the plate which was to be offered to the deities, and said, you Malecha, you Yamana, you still don't understand. Prabhupada was teaching all the time, and he was like, and Prabhupada always told that, I want to be free from management. Can we understand why Srila Prabhupada stayed back all the night to write the books? Because he knew in the day he had to be there. Prabhupada had to be in the day when everyone was there. Without his direction, none of these disciples could assist properly. Therefore, Prabhupada, when everyone, all disciples go to bed, then Prabhupada would rise and write the books, because this is peaceful time now. I don't know what they are doing right or wrong. I don't have to think about that. And that's what Balaramji did. Balaramji knew what to do. And he was smiling. And as soon as the residents of Vrindavan wanted to jump in the Kali lake, immediately Balaramji is saying, Balaramji physically stopped them and emotionally also convinced them. It is said. Nand Maharaj, Nand Yashoda Mai, they were all running and they were fainting on the way. And Balaramji is in a complete confident mood, giving the sense of protection, giving the sense of security, giving the sense of confidence. That is the presence of spiritual master in functionality. That he, by his presence, gives confidence and a sense of security for his disciples. And therefore, when Srila Prabhupada was there on this planet, many disciples could achieve so many great things just because Prabhupada was there. And therefore, Prabhupada was saying in today's class when we were hearing the DT room that we cannot avoid having a leader. And he was talking to Kotovsky that just see, the only difference between your movement and our movement is that the philosophy is same. You follow Lenin, we follow Krishna. Leader has to be there. Prabhupada was a leader. And he was leading and he was assisting. He was doing the both. He was doing expertly the role of Balaramji. And therefore, Balaramji is not that he doesn't like to not understand something. When Krishna doesn't want him to understand, he's happy. That I don't want to understand, it is good. I didn't want to understand. That happened when Brahmaji stole all the coward boys and calves. Brahmaji stole all of them, and within the moment he thought, maybe I've done something wrong. Like within the moment, it was a momentous mistake, which was a very costly mistake. Sometimes we just think for a moment and then immediately we change our mind. It's good that our moment is not like Brahma's moment. All so much calamities would have taken place within that time because of that. But therefore, the distance between the right decision and the wrong decision should not be a long one. When we make a mistake, in our thoughts, immediately Brahmaji is giving that indication. Immediately he reverses his decision. But within that time, it was 1 year for Krishna. So sometimes that is the responsibility of a leader. A responsibility of a leader is that if he makes a small mistake, even for some time, it affects whole range of community for a longer period of time. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada wanted to train his disciples in a way that they would become perfect leaders to guide. Prabhupada said, now you young boys and girls, now you have to push on this movement. I am depending upon you. So Balaramji here has not come to that Leela when Brahmaji has stolen the coward boys, because it was Balaramji's birthday. And he had stayed back at home and there were some celebrations at home, so he didn't go. So Balaramji was kept by Krishna at home. Krishna arranged that Leela on that day on Balaram Jayanti only. And this pastime took place on this very tithi that we are celebrating, Balaram's birthday. And on Balaram's birthday, Balaram forgot to serve the Lord in a way that we may understand. Oh, he didn't go. If Balaramji would have gone, he would have helped Krishna there. Why Balaramji was not there? Balaramji not being there also is part of his service. Sometimes it is very intelligent to serve. It's not that we have to be everywhere and all the time. When we are not required, we are not supposed to be there. That is the service. And sometimes that is also important. Sometimes devotees are not there and not supposed to be there. And they want to serve. That's another problem. That's not service. That is the problem sometimes. No, I'm eager to serve. I want to serve. But your service is not to serve here at this time. But then they are so eager that Balaramji is always eager to serve all the time, everywhere. So, you know, I also want to serve. Like Lakshmanji. But Balaramji was put under the curtain of Yogmaya at that time, so that Balaramji would not even understand what transpired after that. That Krishna expanded into so many calves and cowherd boys, and just 3 days before, Krishna reveals or releases that curtain. And Balaramji sees, why is that? Why is that the cows are feeding their milk to the elder cows than the younger calves? And why are the cowherd boys are so much smelling their children in so much of affection? Unusual. Balaramji becomes confused, because he's still partially under Yogmaya, and partially it's like the covering is removing now. So you can understand now. And he does not go to Krishna and say, Krishna, why did you not let me know this time? Because he knows Krishna wants me to serve by not knowing. And that is also the way that Balaramji assists. So just by being passive, Balaramji serves to increase the affection, the transcendental relationship between the devotees and the Lord. So Krishna, when he was dancing on the hoods of Kaliya, Balaramji and Krishna had planned to increase the intensity of affection and attachment for Krishna by increasing their anxiety. Srila Prabhupada would do that to his disciples regularly. And Prabhupada would say that, okay, now this Chaitanya Charitamrita, I want all of them published. I have written all of them within 2 months. And, you know, that was like anxiety, a transcendental anxiety for everyone. No one could understand how they would do that. Prabhupada said, no, 2 months is absolutely impossible. And then Prabhupada said, no, you have to do it. Spiritual master gives such very terrifying, scaring and horrifying instruction to the disciple. Sometimes, not all the times. Do this now. I remember my previous days, early days, which I still remember now. Baldev Prabhu and myself were serving in the sound system. And His Honorable Rana Swami Maharaj was coming and asking that this mic stand which is there, which is right now, has a patented design. It is a Radha Gopinath patent. No sound system you will find, no mic stand you will find anywhere else of this design. And there's a story behind it, because typically, just see, the Vyasasana that we are sitting is Balaramji. In fact, the wood, and there are places. Can you just see? Please do not lean over that gold leafing. Do you see this put up everywhere? There's something out there. Please do not lean over the gold leafing. Why? Why not lean over the gold leafing? As a mark of respect to Balaramji. But then what happened was that this mic stand was always the bottom part of it. When anyone would adjust the mic stand, it would hit the lower edge of the Vyasasana, and it would create a lot of damage, and the polish would be removed slightly. And that time, immediately, Radhananda Maharaj called both of us, Baldev Prabhu, and told, please, you have to figure out a way that this does not affect the Vyasasana in any way, does not damage in any way. And you have to show to me, he called in the afternoon and said, by evening I want it. And there was no, we were not in the lab and designing or something, and to get the procuring the materials, and it's not that the carpenter was all the time here and everything had to be done. So Baldev Prabhu was taking his time and said that, Maharaj, I will try to do it. Maharaj said that your father told you that it will not be so easy in the Brahmacharya ashram. And I mean, like, we were speaking to Baldev Prabhu, I was getting the message that, you know, I also thought, yes, it cannot be done today evening. And so then it was a small service, you know, very small service, but we had our resistance. And said, there is nothing like trying. And that word was so laden with heaviness. The spiritual master wants something, it has to be done, it has not to be tried. So just do it. is not coming from Nike, it is coming from Balramji. Don't try it. Otherwise, in ISKCON, it would have been, just try it. I am trying to serve Prabhuji. But that's not the way the service is done sometimes. Practically, Balramji empowers the spiritual masters to guide the disciples in the way that it is done for the pleasure of Krishna. It is not tried. We cannot try something for Krishna. Oh, I tried to make the cake and it got a little bit burnt and it got a little bit charred. Everything has to be offered in perfection. And therefore, the spiritual master readies the disciple in alertness, in great anxiety. Because in that anxiety, that is what the advancement takes place. And therefore, Krishna and Balaram wanted the residents of Vrindavan to undergo that anxiety day after day after day. Every day, demons. Krishna and Balaram practically were killing the demons every day. It was Vrindavan. It was supposed to be a countryside. Many of us actually want to take a break from the city to go to the countryside for a retreat. And for that, we have also order given by the spiritual master to develop within some time, frame of mind, a very, humanly incalculable time to be completed in. So sometimes we think, how is that going to happen? So Balaramji is exhibiting all these leelas to show a very, very interesting point has to be discovered, has to be realized in that way. And Balaramji was later, many demons were being killed every day by Krishna and Balaram. And Balaramji would simply encourage Krishna in killing all these demons. Sometimes he would be in Vatsala Bhav when the Baka demon, the duck, had just swallowed up Krishna. Balaramji became completely fearful. That was his rasa. And sometimes that was the rasa of relationship with Krishna, that is Vatsala was coming up. When Krishna ate that dirt, Balaramji went and told Yashoda Mai, complained. That complaining was a part of pleasing Krishna. But sometimes we complain thinking that it will please the spiritual master. But spiritual master does not like disciples complaining about each other. And therefore, many disciples would come to Prabhupada. He is not chanting his rounds. Prabhupada said, it's okay. So he would just prick that balloon and like let the air go. No problem. But he is engaging in service. But then the Prabhupada would take care, but Prabhupada would never encourage disciples giving feedback to the spiritual master about each other in a negative way. He always wanted to hear his disciples glorify each other. And therefore, Balaramji, this time, the covered boys later thought that it would be nice if Balaramji kills the demon for a change now. Because they were seeing Krishna killing the demons every day. So this time they said, we want to go to enjoy the tal fruits in Talaban. And these tal fruits are guarded by this ass demon, Dhenukasura, along with his associates. And he does not want these fruits to be distributed for the welfare of everyone. So Balaramji, please help us to release this place, so that we can all enjoy these wonderful tall fruits. The devotees of the Lord are always praying to the Lord, not so that they can enjoy the hard work and the labor or the mercy of the spirit, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but they pray to the Lord for others' welfare. And therefore, we always have devotees asking each other, Prabhuji, please pray for me. And that is a very good sign that we pray for others. So the more we start praying for others, there are so many of us praying all the time. There is so many of us, even if we forget to pray, someone is praying for us. And that's why the covered boys wanted Balaramji to kill Dhenukasura. So they advanced to the forest of Talavan, and Dhenukasura, the ass demon, and the Balaramji immediately accosted that demon and started shaking the tall trees, and Dhenukasura was agitated, and immediately Balaramji took the hind legs of Dhenukasura In fact, he was starting to hit on the chest of Balaramji. Balaramji enjoyed that. But later he took the hind legs, swirled Dhenukasura and threw him on the top of the tall tree. Balaramji had a very fantastic way of killing demons. In that way, it was a very scenic view, very pleasing view. The ass demon being of grayish black color, the tall fruits being reddish, and it was a blood that was spewing out, gray and red combination, and the trees were green and they started to fall on each other one by one. He just aimed in such a way that, you know, all the trees started to fall off. All the demons would be awakened, and then Krishna and Balaram started killing, started swallowing each of them, because that was the appetizer. They wanted to work out a little bit before the lunch. So Krishna and Balaram show by their example that before prasad there is enough workout. Sometimes we have devotees claiming problem for morning program. Prabhupada always wanted his disciples to very strictly attend the morning program, and would write letters to leaders that please be attentive in your sadhana so that others will be inspired to see your example. And therefore, this workout for all of the disciples or the followers of Srila Prabhupada is the basic instruction of Srila Prabhupada to chant the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And that should be the mood for receiving prasadam. As an honor of respect, this prasadam is nothing but the mercy of the Lord. Unless we have worked sufficiently, not work out by working hard just for the body and soul to be together, but the real workout is our sadhana. And sometimes that's really hard workout. Right? Really, after chanting 16 rounds, when one feels tired, that means it was a good workout. It was a good time. And therefore, this Dhenukasura being killed represents the demon of the anartha explained by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the band mentality of overburdened load carrying. Extra load that we carry very blissfully. The demon, that the ass, simply carries the load and eats a very small grass, very small quantity of grass. Din Madhu Prabhu said that this ass is called as Vaishak Nandan, because in the time of summer, when there is very less grass, the ass grows very fat, though he does not eat. And in the rainy season, when there is ample of grass, he becomes very lean and thin when there is so much of grass around. Why? Because he thinks that there is no grass, and he thinks that I have eaten so much of grass, therefore this grass is not existing. Because of my hard work, just see, I have given so much of benefit to so many people. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasha ahankara vimud atma kartaham iti manyate. The conditioning entity thinks that, you know, I am doing so much of work for the benefit of so much people, while it has been carried out by the modes of nature. So the load is carried by the nature, the material nature, but the ass, like living entity, thinks that he is doing everything, and therefore he works more hard. And that's why this mudha is being propagated, it's been mentioned by Srila Prabhupada very technically, like comparing to the ass. Very scientific explanation. And therefore, in the rainy season when there is so much of grass, he feels there is so much of grass, I have not eaten anything. And therefore, this is Vaishak Nandan. Load-carrying mentality, supposed to do something and achieve something out of it, but actually gets the exact opposite result. Therefore, in devotional service, sometimes this load or burden are the burden, Prabhupada calls in one of the purports, that burden of self-created duties. We create duties because we like to solve problems. It has been the nature of the conditioned living entity to be in the world of problems, so it does not feel very comfortable if the problems are not there. So likes to create problems and then to solve those problems. And for that there are so many duties which are created. And therefore, in fact, the whole system, Prabhupada was, Balaramji is carrying the plow. I mean, typically the lifestyle of people in urban cities here, so much self-created duties, no time for workout. By the time it's time for workout, you already worked out by so much of this duties, so-called duties. And Balaramji is carrying the plow and Krishna is holding the flute. Balaramji holds the plow as an emblem of land protection. And Krishna holds the flute for cow protection, because Krishna plays the flute and he just invites all the cows once they go and come back to the house of Nand Maharaj, the cow shed. And Balaramji holds the plow to make sure that we don't make too much of cumbersome arrangements for just eating our food, gathering our resources for food. And therefore, Balaramji represents food security. So many people are talking about food security in this world. Not only food security, but food purity also. And therefore, Balaramji is the representation of land protection. Where practically in America, only 2% of people of the population is involved in growing food. Rest 98%, Prabhupada said, we are growing so much of tires and nuts and bolts, we can't be eating that tire. We need food grains. And Prabhupada said, we would want to develop this. And therefore Prabhupada said, Krishna and Balaram are there. So to show the people how we can reduce the burden of self-created duties to live simple and spend time for our sadhana. And therefore, this also is the burden of too much of learning. There could be burden of self-created duties and the burden of scholarship and knowledge. The tendency in Krishna consciousness is that after some time we know all the leelas, we have heard all pastimes, we have spoken everything, and we think there is nothing more to be spoken, there is nothing more to be heard. So let us find some new concepts, some new leelas of Krishna, some new angles to that pastime, so that it will become relishable. Because it's already been heard, already been spoken, already been discussed, already been realized now. And therefore the tendency, when we think and when we hear a leela of the Lord, the point of advancement in Krishna consciousness is not that we are eager to hear something new. The point is that we are eager to hear about Krishna. Because Krishna is new. Nava Yaman. He is always fresh. Only that we are not able to understand the freshness of Krishna because we have become stale. Therefore, the tendency of collecting so-called nectar, right? And then minimizing Srila Prabhupada's contribution in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. To read Srila Prabhupada's books is the utmost and prime necessity of each and every follower of Srila Prabhupada. And Anandasa Swami Maharaj mentioned that for every 1 hour of reading from other sources, how much hours? 20 hours of Prabhupada's books. That is the standard. So how much we should derive inspiration, we have to connect to Balaramji, the mercy. And therefore, the mercy comes through the instructions of the spiritual master and not from the leelas in itself. Not from the newness of the pastime. It comes from the basic instructions, and the ability to follow those instructions is the real clue to receive mercy of Balaramji. And therefore, it is this Dhenukasura demon is to be cast out through the great endeavor on the part of the devotee. Just like he is taking great endeavor for the Lord, the burden of self-created duties and scholarship, therefore Prabhupada was once in Vrindavan, I forget the name of the disciple, he was saying, he was glorifying Prabhupada in choicest poetry from the Srimad Bhagavatam. And Prabhupada, he was, must have felt, you know, Prabhupada is hearing that, you know, I'm glorifying Prabhupada spontaneously from the Srimad Bhagavatam, very poetic way. And Prabhupada saw some dirt lying on the floor of Krishna Balaram temple. And this was in Krishna Balaram temple, of course, coincidentally. And Prabhupada said, clean this now. He was glorifying, in the middle of glorification, Prabhupada, clean this now. Do something practical. And therefore, Prabhupada wanted his disciples also to practically engage in so many sorts of devotional service so as that this mercy of Balaramji could reach so many conditioned living entities. And therefore, the process of purification for killing the Dhenukasura demon is the endeavor on the part of the devotee. And endeavor means not trying, but doing. Similarly, Pralambasura is the demon which actually comes in other forms. He comes disguised as a cowherd boy, but he's afraid of more of Krishna than Balaram. So he goes and joins Krishna's side because Krishna and Balaram, they play opposites. And therefore, if each team which wins has to be carried by the loser team, the members of the loser team, in this time, Krishna is defeated. And here, the identity of Balaramji is appearing as if he's an ordinary cowherd boy in this pastime. And the activity is that he has defeated Krishna in a playing game. And that activity of service is to defeat Krishna. The pleasure, the service in this game or service in this activity is to basically defeat Krishna. Because Krishna likes to be defeated by his devotees. And therefore, the priority in this pastime is the mood of Balaram. When he has been carried by this demon Pralambasura, who is on the side of Krishna, and Balaramji is one, so he carries Balaramji way deep inside the forest. And Balaramji does not realize. Balaramji realizes after some time that something is wrong. Why am I being carried so briskly by this person very deep into the forest, away from everyone? He doesn't seem like as if like he's playing this game. And Balaramji becomes fearful. Now, where is the question of fear for Balaramji? But Balaramji expresses this fear simply because he is fearful that this demon has come to kill me here, but who is there to protect Krishna there? And that's his mood of fear. He's not fearful because Pralambasura is taking him away. It seems like an ordinary fear. Srila Prabhupada would express, we'll see that in the functionality of the spiritual master, where Prabhupada would look like an ordinary person externally, but practically his, in fact, since we have come to that discussion, Prabhupada was, there's a picture, a photo of Prabhupada, and then the disciples saw this picture and said, Prabhupada, you look very grave and sober in that picture. Prabhupada said, actually, this was the picture when it was taken when I was planning to go and sail through that Jaladuta, and that was a very intense mood in that picture. I was contemplating and meditating how to save the conditioned fallen souls. It was a very grave. It was not the gravity that was visible on the picture. The gravity was much more deeper. And therefore, what Balaramji's fear was very prominent or was very preeminent on his face. In fact, Balaramji also became covered with Yogmaya, and Krishna at a very opportune time revealed the knowledge within Balaramji at that time. That, Balaramji, now you realize that you are the Supreme Personality of God and not an ordinary coward boy, and now you kill this demon Pralambasura. As Pralambasura was making himself huge and huge and bigger, carrying high in the sky, in the clouds, Balaramji just took his fist and punched Pralambasura. And Pralambasura lay dead. And that's the spiritual master. The spiritual master expresses that ordinary behavior. But actually, the body of the spiritual master is never ordinary. Just like Pundarik Vidyanidhi was in ecstasy and he was looking such a royal garment and behaving in a such a very opulent way, bewildered Gadadhar Pandit. And therefore, only by proper guidance, he could realize the position and the identity of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Therefore, Vaishnavira Kriya Mudra Vigyana Bhujai. One should never judge the spiritual master. And sometimes I was talking this time, last Bhagavatam class, that many disciples, many godbrothers of Srila Prabhupada would complain that, you know, would say that Prabhupada was a businessman. He just did some business of spreading Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada took that as a compliment and Prabhupada said, yes, I am a businessman. Because they always felt that Prabhupada was from a pharmacist background and he was having his own pharmacy and just he did, because he was capable of managing. Therefore, he could manage this movement. Prabhupada said, therefore, a businessman has to have four things, land, labor, capital, and organization. And therefore, I took the land as America. I chose the land. See, it's very important to choose the land. And we are just to find, you know, how which land is very good. And you know, everything depends on the land. He was, Srila Prabhupada was thinking upon the land in London. But Srila Rupa Goswami is, you know, he inspired him to go to USA. It's not just land. It's not just that, you know, he went there. He was guided to be there. That was the land ripe for Srila Prabhupada's reception. And that was arranged by the spiritual masters. That was arranged by the acharyas. The acharyas are nothing but the continual line of compassion. Goenka was mentioning that the mercy of Balaramji is a continual compassion. It is like some ads say that the passion never stops. But in the Gaudiya Sampradaya, the compassion never stops. So this line of parampara just goes on and on. And this form of Diksha Guru, Shiksha Gurus, Pad Pradarshak Gurus, and many people who just guide on the way. Srila Prabhupada was accosted by one person when he was selling this Back to Garden magazines. And the person told, why are you distributing these magazines? Why do you write books? They'll be permanent and people will appreciate them. Prabhupada took that suggestion to the acharya that, you know, please write books. You know, you are distributing magazines. Though he was doing the service on behalf of Srila Bhakti Sanskrit Thakur, but he was, he took that. This is my Guru Maharaj speaking to this person. And therefore, it is all the more important to understand when Krishna reveals, we have to understand the revelation. And for that, we have to purify our hearts. By serving the great souls, one will receive the necessary purification to receive the revelation. So Balaramji realized this and immediately killed. Prabhupada told all his disciples that you're already liberated. You're already pure devotees. What was the understanding behind this? In the sense that, then why are we here in this material world, Prabhupada? Prabhupada said, you haven't realized it yet, that you are pure devotees. And Rana Swami Maharaj was speaking in one question answer session, he was asking, some were asking that, we see that pure devotional service, what is pure devotional service? And he said that pure devotional service means simply serving for the pleasure of the Lord. Simply serving for the pleasure of the Lord. And then, what are we doing now? We have so many motivations, we have so many intentions. So how can we render pure devotional service? He said, Prabhupada said that, on one side he said that, you know, anything short of pure devotional service will not guarantee us the kingdom of God. But then Prabhupada was the acharya who made concessions for us. Prabhupada said, we have to be 100% Krishna conscious. Disciples were dejected. Then Prabhupada said 90%. And then disciples bargained up to 60%. Prabhupada said 60% and no less. And therefore, Prabhupada was on behalf of Sri Balaramji making all these concessions for us so that we would develop the right intention. That does not mean that we only go to 60%. 60% is the beginning of the revelation. And therefore, the intention or the motivation to serve selflessly is the beginning of pure devotional service. And if we continue that intention with sincerity, then it becomes as good as pure devotional service. It is only a matter of time when the intention and sincerity are maintained, then that becomes a fructification into pure devotional service. And therefore, Balramji is indicating as a functionality of the spiritual master in the killing of Palambasur by killing this demon of Palambasur represented as lust. Lust for the opposite sex and desire for profit, adoration and distinction. And therefore, it is so very important to curb these tendencies in spiritual life, because Palambasur came a very long, like in the middle of Krishna's pastimes. Way in the middle, not in the beginning. Kalia represents envy. Krishna killed envy. Krishna killed the forest fire, the intercommunal discord between devotees. All of things will happen. But internally, as long as we feel over a period of time by rendering devotional service that we have become expert, we have become better than others, that is the beginning. As soon as that desire comes, as soon as that conception comes that we are better, automatically the desire for appreciation is there. The desire for appreciation, if it continues with the tendency to enjoy that appreciation, becomes hardened into prestige, and then becomes so much hardened that it becomes that we expect and demand respect from others. And therefore, the tendency of this Palambasur has to be curbed right from the beginning. And therefore, here, Balramji is representing himself. He kills so many demons just to curb the pride. He killed Romaharshan Sutta because Romaharshan Sutta exhibited that pride and prestige by not getting up and respecting. And Balramji killed him immediately, almost instantly. In fact, Balramji had gone to Stur, sacred pilgrimage sites, with the intention of not killing, but ultimately landed up in killing a Brahmana. Not because he wanted to kill. I have not killed someone. Let me at least kill one. Instead of killing so many hundreds and thousands and millions. He killed Romaharshan Sutta simply to exhibit that that lesson that Krishna never tolerates pride in the heart of his devotees. And therefore, the same grass, the blade of grass, is held by Nityananda Prabhu between his teeth. And he begs with the straw of grass in his teeth, begging to all conditioned living entities, please, humbling, in all humbleness, devoid of prestige, Nityananda Prabhu himself falls and begs at the feet of the conditioned souls to take the name of Lord Gauranga. And just by chanting the name of Lord Gauranga, all the living entities will be delivered. So here is Lord Balramji. In fact, the pastime goes many places where Lord Balram visits Vrindavan also. Lord Balram visits Vrindavan, and his identity there is Krishna, is Balram, but in Krishna's mood. He has adopted the mood of Krishna. So when Krishna is sending Balram, he knows for sure Balramji is going to represent my message accurately. Is going to represent my mood accurately. And therefore, activity of Balramji is that he goes and pacifies the residents of Vrindavan, and that's the activity of Krishna, is to that always meditating on how to give pleasure to his devotees. The priority of this pastime here is to actually give sambandha, give the lost hope, to revive the lost hope of the Vrajvasis. And the spiritual master and functionality comes just simply to revive that hope, that lost hope of the conditioned living entity, that ever there can be an escape from this material existence. Like Tamakrishna Maharaj would say that that draft was going on, draft board during the Vietnam War, and there was so much of draft of so many innocent Americans were taking place, and then he also felt that, you know, is it that Swamiji, he asked this question, is there a draft board in the spiritual world? Because that was the fear of these people, that will such a thing ever exist in the spiritual world also? And Prabhupada said, there is no draft board in the spiritual world. Do not be so much hopeless. Prabhupada gave them all the hope. And Prabhupada told that actually, once you have become perfect, I will lead you. You will come to the spiritual world and I will take you by the hand. And then I will make you meet Krishna and then I will leave. He will not like Lakshmanji, you know, always going to be staying there between us and Krishna. The spiritual master wants to be a transparent via medium, so transparent that does not want to remain visible as a medium, but always acting as a medium. And therefore the spiritual master, even if not present visibly in front of us, we should always remember that the spiritual master is constantly meditating for the welfare and the benefit of his disciples. And in that great hope that the spiritual master, even if not, therefore when Srila Prabhupada was going from the west, going back to India, he told all his disciples, though we are going such a large distance, but if you are chanting Hare Krishna and I am chanting Hare Krishna, then we are all connected. And if you are following the instructions of spiritual master, then we are all the more connected. And therefore there is no loss of hope in the heart of a disciple. That's Balramji, because he's always there to pacify. In fact, Lord Balramji, when Krishna kidnapped Rukmini, and Rukmi was there, and Rukmi was chasing Krishna, and Krishna defeated Rukmi, and he insulted and humiliated Rukmi by shaving off the hair, half side of the hair, of his head, and also the half of the moustache. And that was as good as death. This was like the killing. So Balramji is pleading Krishna, you know, why are you killing in such a way? Why are you punishing him in such a way? So ultimately Rukmini was a little bit disturbed, you know, my brother, you know, Kamsa did for his sister Devaki, and here Krishna is doing for his wife's brother in this case, right? So maybe Krishna is taking some connection. It happened with me also, I'll do something to my wife's brother. But this case, Balramji gives a lot of philosophical pacification to Rukmini. And you know, actually this is the body, this is all temporary, forget all these things, you know. So that's how the spiritual master pacifies the disciple. Oh, you have a problem, you have so much of difficulty, no problem. So pacifies the disciples. So Balramji is the pacifier, the mediator, the initiator. In fact, that's why Balramji's understanding the mood is that of understanding the mood of Krishna. And in this way, you know, when Balramji is in Vrindavan, he is intoxicated by Varuni and he invites Yamuna to come. And Yamuna does not come. And that intoxication is none of the intoxication of the spirit of this material world. Balramji wanted to order and to see whether Yamunaji follows that order. In fact, want to enjoy. So Yamuna Devi does not comply and Balramji just plows. Balramji just plows and just tears apart Yamuna in various streams. And that's how Yamuna Devi is found in so many different streams. The significance of this pastime is that Balramji is the Adi Guru or the original spiritual master. And the third offense is to disobey the orders of the spiritual master. So as good as disobeying Lord Balramji, Yamuna disobeying Balramji, is the disciple is as equivalent to disciple disobeying the orders of the spiritual master. One of the disciples of Prabhupada told him, Vrindavan, Prabhupada, I need your blessings to take instruction from this different Swami, from this different Guru, this different Baba. Prabhupada said, you have all my blessings to go to hell. In fact, Srila Prabhupada told one of his disciples that he came, he was a very scholar. This is in regard to Dhenugasur. Reading of too many literatures, it might confuse a neophyte. And Prabhupada told, he asked Prabhupada, can I read Hari Bhakti Vilas? Now we may have all these books now in our gift shop, many books that were translated lately, so many years down the line. But the mood has to be very clear while reading these books. These books have to be read with a proper guidance and understanding and cannot be just read because they are new and they are interesting and they are enticing. There are too many stories and too many things that we don't know, so that we can tell to others, and others will say, where did you come to know about this story? Oh, very nice. And then, you know, so and so forth. But then Prabhupada said that if you read this book, you will go to hell. And like, that's all Prabhupada told. And no one could understand why. And then he recounts so many years later when he came, actually he told that, Prabhupada told that the whole point was that if you read Bhari Bhakti Vilas, there are so many subtle nuances in following the etiquettes. And if you don't see an advanced soul following that etiquette, you would automatically get that audacity and authority on the basis of what you have read in Hari Bhakti Vilas to discriminate and to judge that senior advanced soul. And that's how there is more scope for you to make offense than for spiritual advancement by reading this book. And if you don't follow, and Prabhupada said that if you read all these regulations, then you will feel you need to follow them. And if you start following them, what will happen? You will never come out of the bathroom. I mean, you'll never come out of your daily duties. You'll do this and this, and there are so many things to do. And therefore, this is Balaramji's causeless compassion upon Yamuna Devi. And therefore, he rectifies and chastises Yamuna Devi to show the example that the spiritual master chastises the disciple. Prabhupada chastises the disciple very severely. But very next moment, in fact, he called Guru Prakash Maharaj right in the middle of the night, and he said, what are you doing? Prabhupada, I was taking rest. Why are you taking rest? And like, you know, Prabhupada, you know, we are not like you. Prabhupada said, see, I am not taking rest. And this was a very unique situation in Vrindavan that happened. Like Prabhupada doing this like very less frequently. And then he told, so what are you doing? So Prabhupada said, see, I am awake here. I am doing all this. What is the problem with you? You also can do. Prabhupada, we are not like you. And Prabhupada said, no, then you become like me. In fact, Prabhupada was very heavy that time. In fact, just before that, Guru Prakash Maharaj had given $108,000 as donation to Krishna Balaram temple construction. And he was expecting that Prabhupada would glorify me for collecting so much funds. And exactly opposite happened. Probably because he was expecting glorification, therefore Prabhupada had chastised him, so that he would not expect glorification from next time onwards. So Prabhupada thought that, why so much more? So a disciple should never go into that mood that I have served the spiritual master enough. I have chanted my 16 rounds. I have followed 4 regular principles. I have done my part. And that is not the satisfaction of the disciple. The satisfaction of the disciple is actually unlimited, in the sense that it is never satisfied enough. I have not done enough for my spiritual master. And therefore Prabhupada said, I have not served. You are the servants. You are serving my Guru Maharaj very nicely. You are the assistants. You are sent by my spiritual master so that I can serve all of you. That was the mood of service for Srila Prabhupada. There was no end to service. There was no end to satisfaction, or there was no end to satiation in devotional service. It was unlimited. Srila Prabhupada was unlimitedly in blissful connection with the Supreme Lord Balaramji, and is deriving unlimited energy. And that is the purpose of worshipping Balaramji on this most auspicious day, that we continuously pray to receive unlimited energy to serve the instructions of the spiritual master, to serve in a way to understand the mood of the spiritual master, to serve in such a way that will please the spiritual master, and to keep on serving without expectation, without glorification, without appreciation. Appreciation is the basic requirement for a person to advance. And this should be our understanding for others, but not for ourselves, not to expect appreciation for ourselves. And therefore, Balaramji, later killing of Dwe the gorilla, and very nice pastime of deliverance of Samba, is that Samba was the son of Krishna, kidnapped Lakshmana, the daughter of Duryodhan, and in doing so angered the Kauravas, all of the 6 Maharathis, Karna, Duryodhan and others, Shala and others. They attacked Samba together, and Samba, having been defeated by them, was held captive. Immediately Balaramji went on to make that mediation, thinking that, you know, I have good terms with Duryodhan, because, you know, I've given him some knowledge that he will be obliged to me. So he went and pacified very peacefully as a peace messenger. And then the Kauravas, they became very offensive to Balaramji. And Balaramji immediately took the plow and just... Balaramji never said a word. He never had a debate with anyone. He would just wait. And then the time was there when Rukmi was playing that dice match and King of Kashi was smiling and laughing and Rukmi was saying, now you're lost. And from the heavens, the sound was like, no, Balaramji has won, Rukmi has lost. See, no, Rukmi still cheated and all of them supported. Balaramji never said anything. He just heard everything and just punched. And therefore, when Jagai and Madhari were to be delivered, Lord Chaitanya, it was Lord Gauranga who came and he was about to release the discus. But Balaramji became, Balaramji actually imbibed the mood of Lord Gauranga in the sense that he knew, even when Lord Gauranga forgot or appeared to forget, or in the sense that he was in the mood to protect his devotee, but Balaramji retained that mood of Gauranga, Lord Gauranga, and therefore in very calm state of consciousness he requested Lord Chaitanya to said in previous incarnations, you know, we killed, basically we means Balaramji only was killing in a way, in a very spontaneous shot. Immediately, Palambasur one shot, Dhenukasur one, then Rukmi one, then even Yamuna just didn't see anything. No chance. Balaramji gave no chance to plea or begging. If Yamuna did not come, drag it in streams. Kuri did not say anything, just drag the whole Hastinapur in the Yamuna. And he was just do it, basically. Balaramji, he would not try. You would just take it and just take the whole Hastinapur. And then when all of them became a little bit concerned and you know, they pacified Lord Balaramji. So Balaramji was like, you know, you would become angered quickly and you would be pacified also very quickly. Spiritual masters like that. It does not maintain. Sometimes disciples become, I am very fearful of my spiritual master. He would chastise me very heavily. It should be a memory. Disciples of Srila Prabhupada, they fondly remember and they keep on discussing about how Prabhupada chastised them. And they are so happy to say that. Because that was the reciprocation which their spiritual master had with them. That was in chastisement. So Balaramji had that leela also. And therefore, the plow is there. To practically, Balaramji personally comes and plows the heart. The spiritual master is the representative of Balaramji. He personally plows the heart of the disciple and he does not tolerate offenses to the Vaishnavas. And therefore, this is the mood of Balaramji and the spiritual master gives the way out. And he just is just happy when the disciples are chanting the names, the holy names of the Lord, in cooperation, in integrity, and in complete sincerity. And therefore, the spiritual master has given everything. Lord Balaramji has given us everything. We have simply to accept it. Prabhupada, one of the person came to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, please save me. Prabhupada said, I will not save you. I will give you the process by which you can save yourself. And therefore, it is our responsibility to take this process seriously, sincerely, without ulterior motives, and to serve relentlessly, tirelessly, with praying for the mercy of Balaramji. And in this way, Balaramji has shown us causeless compassion. Probably we have to accept. In my case, is practically I was feeling that This should be all applicable to me and I should make it more practical, not in just words, not just speak it, but do it. And it's a tall order. It's a very easy time. It's just 1.5 or 2.5 hours to hear. It's a little maybe torture for all of us, but it's more torture to practice all of these numerous lessons, numerous meditations, to be always constantly being aware of them. Aware of the offenses, aware of not being taking Maya lightly, taking the instructions of spiritual master strictly, serving without motivations, and all of this combinedly will help us to take shelter of Lord Balaram. In fact, Krishna in that very fantastic purport, Guru Nam Cha Lagunam Cha guruni cha laguni cha prashtani papanam gyatvoktani maharshibhi. Authorities of learned scholars and sages have carefully ascertained that one should atone for the heaviest sin by undergoing a heavy process of atonement. And one should therefore atone, and one should atone for lighter sins by undergoing lighter atonement. Chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, however, vanquishes all the effects of sinful activities, regardless of whether they are light or heavy. Prabhupada writes in this very fantastic purport in the pastime of Ajamil. We'll conclude with this meditation. In this regard, Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes an incident that took place when Samba was rescued from the punishment of the Kauravas. Samba fell in love with the daughter of Duryodhan, and since according to the Kshatriya custom, one is not offered a Kshatriya's daughter unless he displays his chivalrous valor, Samba abducted her. Consequently, Samba was arrested by the Kauravas. Later when Lord Balaram came to rescue him, there was an argument about Samba's release. Since the argument was not settled, Balaram showed his power in such a way that all of Hastinapur trembled and would have been vanquished as if by a great earthquake. Then the matter was settled and Samba married Duryodhan's daughter. Now please, carefully. The purport is that one should take shelter of Krishna Balaram, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose protective power is so great that it cannot be equaled in the material world. However powerful the reactions of one's sins, they will be immediately be vanquished if one chants the name of Hari, Krishna, Balaram or Narayan. In fact, this was the place when there was a bookmark kept when my mother was reading this last passage before she departed this world. So it was her bookmark was that of Krishna Balaram and Radha Shyam Sundar and Gaur Nithai. And this was the place where the bookmark was. I just found it. That was the last passage that she must have read. Or at least that place was there. Either she should have taken that all her protective, that the protective power of Krishna Balaram is so great that it cannot be equaled in the material world. So one should be very confident of Balaramji's power. Therefore when we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That Ram is Balaram, and that Hare is the energy of Krishna, the internal potency of Krishna. But Balaram also is the power, the protective power in the holy name. And therefore the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is composed of three names, Hare, Krishna and Rama. Hare for the entrance into the energy, service of Krishna. Krishna represents the beautiful, blissful potency that one receives. The bliss of engaging in service to Krishna is by the chanting of the name. And Lord Ram the name is the name which gives protection. Protection against all obstacles, against all calamities, and to save us from the offense, especially Vaishnava Prad. So we should be very careful, and we should have complete faith and confidence in the power of Lord Balaram or Ram. And therefore the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the manifestation of the protective power, the protective potency of the Lord in the form of Balaramji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Shri Balaramji ki. Shri Balaram Balaram Avirbhav Maha Mahotsav ki. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Samvita Gaur Bhaktavinda ki jai.